This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome back to the show. Another day in Trumpland. Another great day in Trumpland. More great news. Trump shaking him up, man. Shaking him up. I do not believe that we're going to lose the House. I don't care how many liberals tell you we're going to lose the House. I don't care how many organizations out there, polling organizations, tell you we're going to lose the House. We may lose the House, but I don't think we'll lose the House. I know we're winning big in the Senate, and I've been right on that from the very beginning, and I just don't believe we're going to lose the House, because I think immigration, illegal immigration, is the biggest issue in this country, and it scares mothers, suburban mothers, and it keeps people up at night. It's a Willie Horton issue. If you remember Willie Horton, you got to be of a certain age to remember Willie Horton, but he was a guy. See, liberals think he was a black guy and it was a racist ad. I didn't care about the color of his skin. He was a guy who, I believe, he was in jail for a triple murder, if I remember correctly. And he was let out of jail by Democratic governor of Massachusetts, Michael Dukakis, who was then running for president of the United States. While he was out on, out on early release, he murdered somebody else. Maybe that was the triple murder. I can't remember anymore. I don't remember the exact circumstances. I know he was in jail for murder. He was let out, and he murdered more. He murdered again. And that, his face and his story played in the ads for George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush's father, again and again and again and again on American TV. And it became part of the lexicon of American politics from that point forward that Michael Dukakis got Willie Horton. Willie Horton ruined his entire career, his entire life. Michael Dukakis would probably today be former president of the United States and said he's a forgotten man and a forgotten name. Anyone who's under the age of 40 listening right now doesn't even know who the hell Michael Dukakis is. But he came so close to being president of the United States. He was up by 17 points after the Democratic convention in August. I don't think in history anyone's ever lost a 17-point lead. But they started running that Willie Horton commercial, and it was over for Michael Dukakis. And it's because people were scared of a guy who was in prison for murder, let out by a Democrat, and then went out and killed more people. I think he killed 3 people at that point. And so that was all on Dukakis, and people saw that. And from that point on, the air went out of Dukakis' balloon, and that was the end of him. And now you've never heard of him. Unless you're 50 years old, you never heard of Dukakis in your life. He's caca now. I don't know what kind of word that is. I think caca is Yiddish, but I'm not sure. In a lot of languages, people know what caca is, right? It means poop. It means dog poop. Caca. And Michael Dukakis is caca, and invisible, and anonymous, and never heard of again because of Willie Horton. So now Donald Trump is shaking things up in a couple ways. Number one, he has a commercial out that's the new Willie Horton commercial. And I'll tell you about that when we get back from the break. And then number two, he just got off national TV where he announced a plan to deny asylum seekers who don't show up at ports of entry, in the latest major immigration policy shift, they can't get into the country. President Trump announced a lengthy speech at the White House on Thursday afternoon, meaning today, in response to what he called the crisis at our southern border and a surge of fraudulent asylum claims, that his administration will require asylum seekers to lawfully present themselves at a port of entry. The move appeared designed to prevent many members of the leading Central American migrant caravan, which now numbers approximately 4,000, down from a high of 7,000. Actually, at one point, I thought it was a high of 14,000, it was reported. It denies them making asylum claims if and when they reach the U.S. border. Asylum claims made by migrants caught crossing the border illegally would be summarily denied under Trump's proposal. Good job. The asylum clause of the Immigration and Nationality Act says that anyone who arrives to the U.S. may apply for asylum based on a well-founded fear of persecution, and Trump's decision was likely to prompt immediate federal court challenges. In his remarks, Trump called the thousands of migrants in the approaching caravans not legitimate asylum seekers because most of them have not decided to remain in Mexico and pursue asylum there. Asylum is not a program for people living in poverty, he said. What do you know? Someone's finally telling the truth. The president also issued something of a warning to members of the caravan, including those who reportedly threw rocks at members of the Mexican police. We will consider that a firearm, Trump said. We will consider that the maximum we consider that because they're throwing rocks viciously and violently. We're not going to put up with that. They want to throw rocks at our military. Our military fights back. I told them to consider it a rifle. When they throw rocks like they did the Mexico military and police, I said, consider it a rifle. Wow, this guy's great. I mean, I know what liberals must be saying. Oh, my God, he's a dictator. He's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's going to kill people with rocks. Well, that's what they say all the time about Israel. Israel shoots people all the time who are throwing rocks at them. Palestinian nutcases, radical Muslim nutcases who hate Jews and want to murder every Jew they find and drive Jews into the sea and destroy Israel as a country and don't accept the legitimacy of Israel as a country, even though it's right in front of them legitimately with their army. They throw rocks at our soldiers, our big Israeli soldiers, I mean, to say, and Israel shoots back because they consider it a violent act. He asked by a reporter to clarify if U.S. troops might fire on the caravan. Trump responded, I hope not. I hope not, but it's the military. They want to throw rocks at our military. Our military fights back. The president's statement marked his latest major policy pronouncement on illegal immigration, which is days to go before the midterm elections, following the decision to send thousands of troops again to the border. Again, here's the way liberals would see it. A liberal feminist might say, oh, my God, women and children, he's going to fire. No. You have a choice in life. You could throw a rock at a police officer, which could make him blind, which could break his nose, which could give him a horrible concussion, which could kill him and cause brain swelling and he dies. A policeman or a military person of the United States of America, you have a choice. You could throw that rock or you could not throw the rock. I don't need Donald Trump to tell me. I know what Wayne Root would decide if I was president. If you throw a rock, that's an intent to kill. Shoot to hurt or kill. We don't allow that. Now, the women and the children won't be throwing the rocks if they have a brain. You don't shoot at them. You shoot at the bad guys. But Israel faces this quandrum every single day. Every single day they face this problem. Quandrum. I don't even know if that's the right word. Maybe it's conundrum. They face conundrum. They face this conundrum every single day. And the conundrum is there are women and children at the Palestinian border with Israel, and there are bad guys shooting guns and throwing rocks mixed among them because they use the women and children as human shields. And Israel chooses to shoot, and then occasionally a good person, you know, mixed in, an innocent person, or at least somewhat innocent person, because they shouldn't have been there in the first place mixed in with bad guys, but a somewhat innocent person who was a human shield, because the Muslim radicals have no human rights or civil rights belief at all. They just mix in with women and children because they're hoping Israel shoots a woman or a child, they'll make it into an international incident. If that happens, guess whose fault it is? It's not Israel's, it's theirs. Same thing should apply with the United States. If women and children are mixed in with people who have guns and knives and rocks, and they're going to try and hurt our soldiers or kill our soldiers with an intent to do bad harm, then you got to fire back. And you got to hope you never hit a woman or child, ever, ever, ever. But it's not our fault if you hit a woman or child. They were used as human shields by the bad guys. And we're trying our best to only hit the bad guys. Trump said he would issue a comprehensive executive order next week on immigration matters. If these caravans are allowed into our country, only bigger and more emboldened caravans will follow. Correct. And you see that's what's happening right now. Trump and other administration officials have long encouraged those seeking asylum to come through legal ports of entry. However, many migrants may be unaware of that guidance, and official border crossings have grown increasingly clogged. Immigration officials have turned away asylum seekers at ports of entry, citing overcrowding, telling them to return at a later date. Backlogs have grown especially bad in recent months at crossings in California, Arizona, and Texas, with people generally waiting 5 weeks to claim asylum at San Diego's main crossing, and sleeping in the open for days at a time. By the way, as much as Trump's doing a much better job than, say, Obama or Hillary would have done, than Obama did or Hillary would have done, as much as I agree with what Trump's saying, I disagree this is the right answer. Right? It's not even the right answer. Because you shouldn't let him in the first place. Why is there any law that if a person comes and applies at the crossing, port of entry, you have to let him in? Why? All that's happening is you're going to move them to a different place. Instead of crossing illegally in the middle of the desert or in the middle of Texas, they'll just go to a port of entry, and instead of 5-week long line, it'll be like a 3-year long line. And then you're going to have to deal with all of them. You know how much money that costs? I don't know why we're dealing with any of it. You build a wall and you don't let people in. This is America. What are they coming in for? You have to apply on the other side of that wall to get in. Like my family did years and years and years ago. They came in through Ellis Island from a foreign country. They applied from afar. They knew they were going to get in. They landed at Ellis Island. They registered. They made sure they had no disease. They made sure they weren't criminals. They came here to love America. And in those days, they made sure they wouldn't get welfare. They had a job waiting and a family person willing to take responsibility. I don't know why we'd even let people cross at a port of entry. Let them apply in their own country. Some will get in, some won't. Claims have spiked since 2010. There's currently a backlog of more than 800,000 cases. Do you know what that costs? Detention facilities are also nearly at their maximum capacity. Trump said on Thursday more are being constructed. Illegal immigrants will be held in massive tent cities. But the loopholes, the worst loophole, of course, is this birthright citizenship. If people know they can come and give birth and their kid's an American citizen, then they all come. Got to end it, folks. Got to end it. Trump said human trafficking, in which the lowest scum on earth steal children, has hit unprecedented levels because of lax asylum policies. He will not allow our generosity to be abused by those who would break our laws, defy our rules, violate our borders, break into our country illegally. We won't allow it. All right, wait on the route. War now. Trump's doing the right thing. He's trying his best. He's fighting back. Doing better than Hillary would do by 1,000. Doing better than Obama did by 10,000. But I still think you got to change the law, build a wall, and don't let him in the first place.
Knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question. before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your time to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist. I am American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the U.S. of A. Another way to put it is I am a nationalist. I love America. A nationalist doesn't mean a racist. That's the most ridiculous, absurd, evil thing I've ever heard in my entire life, to lie and to slander a name like that. Nationalist means you love America, you're proud of America, you cheerlead America, and you want the best for America, and it's always America first and America's workers first. Who would not want that? Democrats. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you for the entertainment of the low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. What do you call a place like that? Heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg is the owner of USA Radio, CEO of USA Radio, good man, and the guy who gave me my start on national radio. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Ed. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so they chose them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. The state of Texas did. So you know you could trust them. If Texas trusts them, you could trust them. The U.S. Gold, and by the way, Wayne Root trusts them. And if you ever have a problem with them, I mean, how could you ever buy gold or silver or precious metals from anybody else ever again? Only U.S. Gold Bureau. Why? Because you have a friend in Uncle Wayne, right? You're listening to the Wayne Allen Root Show, and if you ever feel you're not being treated right by U.S. Gold Bureau, you just send an email to WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll get to the bottom of it, and I will take care of you and make sure U.S. Gold Bureau takes care of you. They have promised that no matter what deal you get anywhere else, they will beat it. Anywhere in the United States, they'll beat the price. So you have a problem with that, you contact Uncle Wayne. WayneRoot@gmail.com. So name another company that advertises on Fox News or on Rush Limbaugh or on Michael Savage, and you get the owner of the radio show, basically, Wayne Root, the host and director and owner and all the above of the radio show, is willing to put his name behind the sponsor and help you if there's ever a problem. That doesn't happen with anybody else, only me. So give U.S. Gold Bureau a call, ask about the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. By the way, I don't own that company. I've got nothing to do with that company. I get no profits of that company. They just named it the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package to be offered to my radio and TV fans. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online, usgoldbureau.com/root. So Trump announced a major policy shift. You can only show up at ports of entry. You can't get into the country. But Wayne Reed says, why do you even let him show up at ports of entry? Who says you get in? Why do you get into my country at all? And the really cool thing is Operation Faithful Patriot. A video shows hundreds of military vehicles being shipped to the southern border, along with what appears to be 15,000 troops. I remember just a week ago we heard from General Mattis like 800 troops are going to the southern border. And then I heard 5,000 troops are going to the southern border. Now I hear 15,000 troops and now hundreds of military vehicles to deal with the horde of mainly military-age male migrants marching through Mexico to the United States. We don't fool around. And you know why the military is so strong now? We can afford to do this because Trump gave them lots of new money to do lots of new things, to bring in lots of new personnel and play with lots of new toys. Good stuff. According to Trump, as far as the caravan is concerned, our military is out. Anywhere between 10,000 to 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. According to the Wall Street Journal, 1,800 troops are going to Mexico, 1,700 to Arizona, 1,500 to California to start. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis gave the perfect response when asked if sending troops to the border is a, quote, political stunt. He said, we don't do stunts. And so a massive show of force by Donald Trump right in front of the election. I think it's good stuff. And then Trump releases an ad that absolutely destroys the open border Democratic Party. It's all built around illegal alien cop killer Luis Enrique Monroy Bracamontes. Boy, these killers waste a lot of letters, don't they? If this is Wheel of Fortune, don't they charge you for a letter? Luis Enrique Monroy Bracamontes. That's a lot of letters for a piece of garbage who doesn't belong on this earth, who I hope we give a nice injection to real soon. He laughs, he smiles, and he curses as he states his desire to kill more American police officers. And then the ad highlights the violent criminals traveling with the illegal alien caravan through Mexico to the U.S. border, one of whom admits he's wanted in America for her attempted murder. It's a video that absolutely destroys the Democratic Party. It says, it's outrageous what Democrats are doing to our country. Vote Republican now. Great stuff. Good job, Donald Trump.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies. This one will be in Columbia, Missouri. Now, before heading off to that rally, the president spoke about what asylum is and what it is not.
Asylum is not a program for those living in poverty. There are billions of people in the world living at the poverty level. The United States cannot possibly absorb them all. Asylum is a very special protection intended only for those fleeing government persecution based on race, religion, and other protected status.
President Trump also said on Thursday that State Department spokesman Heather Nauert is under very serious consideration to be the next ambassador to the United Nations. The president said he'd have an announcement on that next week. The Dow closed the day up 264 points and the S&P 500 was up 28. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Great job today, Donald Trump, and a great new ad coming out, Donald Trump. I mean, you know... He's not the only guy in the world that would okay this. He's the only guy maybe now that would do it. We know Paul Ryan wouldn't. We know Mitch McConnell wouldn't. But in his day, believe it or not, wishy-washy George H.W. Bush did obviously approve a Willie Horton ad. It was designed by the great Lee Atwater, if you remember that name. He was one of the great political strategists of our time. And he designed the Willie Horton ad. It catapulted George H.W. Bush to victory over Michael Dukakis. He was the most bland, non-personality guy that ever lived, George H.W. Bush. And just a nice guy, just like Jeb Bush. And he would have just gotten stomped in this day and age. He did then, too. He got stomped by Bill Clinton in 4 years. But first, he stomped on Michael Dukakis, probably because Lee Atwater convinced him to let him, you know, have carte blanche and do the ads the way he wanted to do them. I'm sure H.W. Bush would have never done that ad if it was up to his political instincts. But right now, we got a guy who allows things like that, relishes in things like that, loves controversy, and put out an ad just like Willie Horton with a mass police shooter who screams in the courtroom he wants to kill more cops and laughs about it. It's an amazing thing to see it in an ad. And I think it was a great move by Trump. And I think this birthright citizenship, great move by Trump. And I think this new idea that you have to come to a port of entry or you'll be denied asylum automatically is a great move by Trump. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. There's a better way. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Completely unaffordable. Covers nothing if you have it. There's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. So are my kids. Because we believe our rights come from God, not from government. So don't be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family did. My kids did. Join us. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online, libertyhealthshare.org. I saved $18,000 last year. I will save $18,000 this year. There's only 2 months to go, and I'll now be in my third year with the company. And you could do the same thing. Could you use an extra $36,000 over a two-year period? I'll bet you could. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Without further ado, time for Megan Barth. She is with us, ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan Barth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Good to be back.
Did you see the new ad, the new Trump ad, by the way? Have you seen it?
Which ad exactly is that? I've seen a couple.
The
one that shows the police killer, the illegal alien.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I saw
that's
that
the
yesterday.
One everybody's talking about. That's the one CNN's calling racist, yes.
Yes, yes, they're calling it racist. You know, being illegal isn't a race. You're an illegal alien. You could be any race accordingly. You just have to violate the sanctity of our borders and violate our law. And I think the racism charge is continuing to fall on deaf ears, specifically when we see the 40% approval rate that Donald Trump has amongst Black Americans. And of course, when is it racism, or is it racism when Don Lemon on CNN with Chris Cuomo calls white men terrorists? When is it racism when the New York Times hires an outwardly, vocally racist for their editorial board? Again, anti-white. White is a race. Illegal alien is not a race.
Well, it's not just that Don Lemon called us terrorists. I mean, I talked about this the whole 3 hours on the show last night. It's that it's much more than that. It's that he said we're the worst terrorists in the entire United States. It's
right.
Unbelievable to fathom what he said. Believe me, I spent the entire 3 hours going into that one, not just because I'm offended, not because it's a disgusting thing to say, but also because, and not just because I'm a white male, but just because I pointed out that, you know, every day in America somebody gets killed by a Black person. It might be a black-on-black violence in Chicago. It could be a black-on-white violence. It could be black-on-Latino violence. But Black people kill people. And guess what Wayne Root says? Nothing, because you don't, it has nothing to do with the race. 98% of all Black people are wonderful. Matter of fact, every time I say we need more police in Chicago, it's to defend the nice Black people who go to work every day and own businesses and are fine, wonderful, upstanding American citizens. I don't blame a race for what one or two people do. So how could Don Lemon be allowed to blame an entire race for what I guess he, I assume this all, I don't know this for sure, but I'm assuming this all came out of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. I think he was trying to make the point that a white man walked in to kill people who's a Nazi and who hates Trump, by the way. And Don Lemon was trying to say, see, white men are dangerous. One white man, not the whole race. So when one black man kills one person, white, black, or otherwise, in Chicago, does that mean the entire black race is bad? No, of course not. So I just don't get how he's allowed to say that without CNN firing him.
Well, CNN declined to comment. They haven't said anything at all. And also, I think that comes on the heels of the quote-unquote MAGA bomber, which were just a bunch of clocks, if you ask me. They had no intent of detonating. They weren't even constructed in accordance with what a bomb should be constructed by and how. But yet we've got a Iraqi refugee who was making a couple bombs under FBI surveillance in a Las Vegas hotel. Do you think that will make CNN? No, because he's not white, and he is a refugee. And so CNN, again, continues to prove themselves to be fake news and of that an extraordinary amount of bias. And that is why their ratings are, I think, around, what, 12%, if that much?
Well, lower than Nickelodeon.
Lower than Nickelodeon. I would wonder what CNN's ratings would be if we weren't forced to watch them in airports across the country. I wonder how their airport contracts affect their ratings. I don't really think anyone would be watching. And so the American people have finally caught on, and this is what I love about Trump, is that he changes the narrative. He creates the narrative. He sets the narrative. He does not let CNN or MSNBC dictate what the American people should think or what we should talk about. He takes it directly to the American people, and that's why we're seeing rallies. My father actually had a friend who had moved to Florida from North Carolina. They live near Fort Myers. They left at dawn to get to the rally. They said that, and they're only 3 miles away. They could not even get close to the rally. Tens of thousands of people are still engaged in the midterms elections. We have not seen this before, for the exception with the Tea Party, but the Tea Party necessarily didn't have rallies around candidates, right? We were all independent, going out with their signs and trying to, you know, create some motivated voters. But Bernie Sanders rallied for Andrew Gillum in Florida, and I think like a dozen people showed up. So this whole blue wave narrative is, again, a press-generated, Democrat-created narrative in order to hope that the Trump wave or the Trump train is going to stay at home. And I don't see that happening, because if the midterm rallies turn out, rallies turn out the voters like the campaign rallies for the presidential election, we'll have a huge red wave.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Remember, in 2016, one of the few people in the world who predicted Trump would win was me, and I made the prediction based on the incredible intensity and size of Trump rallies, you know, where 5,000, 7,500, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 showed up, and then across town, Hillary would show up in Vegas, and there'd be 150 people. I could fit that in my living room. So it's kind of funny that the media made it like she was a lock to win, and Nate Silver said a 92% chance to win. And I'm seeing nobody showing up at her rallies, and Trump having, you know, eight-mile and eight-hour lines. And the same exact thing is happening today. Megan just pointed out that that Andrew Gillum holds a rally. Andrew Gillum, is it Gillum or Gilliam? Gillum in
Gillum, but nonetheless, he's a socialist.
Yes, he's a communist is what he is. He's horrible, a radical socialist running for governor of Florida, and he holds a rally with Bernie Sanders, and there's nobody there. It's nothing but empty seats. So the polls show Gillum's up by 3 and 4 points. How's that possible? Where's the excitement? Where's the enthusiasm? Where's the intensity? Where are the crowds? I don't see it. And then Trump has these massive rallies in Missouri. There's one going on today, and the crowd is just hours and hours long. It's amazing. Everywhere you go, Trump is a phenomenon. He's Billy Graham with a crusade is what this is. It's a phenomenon in American political history. So the only question is, and here's where I could be wrong, Megan, okay? I predicted we're going to win big in the Senate, and I think that's a fait accompli. We're doing great. Every poll shows me we're going to win a lot of Senate seats. 3 to 5, outside shot at 6 or 7. That would be great. The trouble is the House. Now, today, Cook, who makes all these political predictions, Cook came out, the Cook Report, and said he's no longer certain Democrats are going to win by one or two seats. He thinks they're going to win by 40 seats. In the House. 40 seats. Now, I don't know where he got that from. I think it's another media lie at the last minute, just like the Trump lies where they said he was going to definitely lose, 92% chance of losing, blah, blah, blah. But maybe it's possible that all these crowds love one person, Donald Trump, and it doesn't extend to all the boring, crappy RITO candidates we've got up and down the ticket all over the United States. We got a lot of really bad candidates. Not that they don't, too. There's a bunch of commies and radical socialists and open border losers. But we have a lot of boring, boring people that don't know how to speak. And that's a problem. That's not Donald Trump, you know. So maybe his charisma doesn't extend to all the rest of the ticket. So maybe that's where I'm a little wrong. In the House, maybe we do lose seats. And we do lose the majority because it's not Donald Trump running. I wish it was Trump running.
Well, God help us if we lose seats, because now they are talking about Maxine Waters taking the gavel instead of Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, really? Because the only thing I was concerned with yesterday is I said Maxine Waters is going to be the finance committee chairman. So that alone is enough to make you so scared and go, oh, my God. But, hey, Newt Gingrich had a column at Fox News today. He said it just doesn't matter. All the action happens in the Senate. All the judges are approved in the Senate, affirmed in the Senate, and all the important stuff gets done in the Senate, and you'll just live with 2 years where nothing gets done in the House, and then you have a chance to change it again in 20 when Trump's the top of the line. And maybe Newt's right, but I still think we're going to win the House. I don't believe it. I think that's a lie. The 40 vote win's a lie. We'll be right back. More Wayne Allyn Root, Megan Barth. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. See you in a sec. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When you go to the voting booth this November or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now! In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Rex Pistol is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am the man who loves the Second Amendment. This is, of course, Wayne Allen Root, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. And how about if I combine the two? I kind of did that. I went to Rex Pistol. I said, how do we combine the two? Let's create the Christmas gift of the year for my listeners. And I just wrapped one of them to put them under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. I got it through, of course, the exclusive distributor of Rex is Fime, and I was at their corporate headquarters in Las Vegas. They're a big international company, but they have the corporate headquarters right here in Vegas, and I ordered my beautiful gun, and I picked it up at Ventura Munitions here in Las Vegas. So whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me deciding was the torture test done by the Military Arms Channel. It beat one of the leading guns in the world used by military and law enforcement, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love my Rex. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer, like Ventura Munitions right here in Las Vegas, or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's the letter K, and then you put a dash in, and then you put VAR, V-A-R.com, K-VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, my last name, to get your free holster shipped with your gun. Free holster. That's K, and then a dash, and then VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store. All right, we've got Megan Barth back with us, Reagan Babe. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Always good to be with you.
Great news today. Wages and salaries jumped by 3.1%, the highest level in a decade. And by the way, what does that decade eliminate, Megan? The 8 years of Obama.
Exactly, and that's because Trump has been dismantling the regulatory and socialist policies of Obama. If we would have actually probably gotten that last vote on repealing Obamacare, the economy might have been much better. But we've got wages and salaries, 3.1% increase, like you said, highest level in a decade. And this is the magic wand. I don't know where the magic wand was, but Barack Obama kept saying that Trump needed a magic wand to get this economy roaring back again. It's not a magic wand. It's called capitalism and getting government out of the way. And then on top of wages and salaries rising to 3.1%, we also have the lowest unemployment since 1969. And it's the same day, this wage data came on the same day that ADP and Moody's reported private payroll growth of 227,000 in October, which beats all Wall Street expectations, and that sent the Treasury yield higher in trading. And so people are looking at their 401ks, they're looking at their wallets, they're looking at their pay increases, they're looking at the tax cuts. And as long as people vote with their wallets and get out in the midterms, you know, just in, what, 5 days, we should see this red wave. And I don't understand why a red wave would not translate to the House. I can't really wrap my mind around it. Are people just going to abstain from voting Republican all down the ticket? I don't believe so, because the choice is pretty clear. Jobs, not mobs, right? Capitalism, not socialism. Tax cuts, not tax increases. Safe borders, not open borders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try and play fair cop here. I agree with you. I don't believe we're going to lose the House, and I certainly don't believe the 40-seat loss they're talking about, because that would mean originally they always thought they'd win by just a couple of seats. All of a sudden, things have gotten worse for the GOP in the last week, really? With the caravan, it's gotten worse?
And, well, with Trump and then look at Trump's approval ratings. He hit 50%, which is higher than Barack Obama at the same time in his presidency as
by
he
a
was
lot.
Entering the midterm.
By a lot.
Absolutely. I think it's about an 8% Trump, if you will.
I think it's 6. It's 44 to 50. It's 6. But,
six?
But,
okay.
But my point is maybe, I'm trying to play fair cop here, maybe it doesn't translate directly from Trump to every GOP candidate. Maybe we get a lot of lousy candidates. They've outraised us money-wise by a mile. By a mile, which is also strange. Aren't we supposed to be the party of the rich? And yet it's all the money's going to the Democrats, because all these billionaires give them unlimited money, and the ads, you know, look at where we live. I mean, do you see the ads against Danny Tarkanian day and night, day and night, day and night? I've never seen anything like it in my life. Where
and
do they get all the money from?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the Democrats are the party of the rich to me. So
right.
We're being outspent, and maybe Trump isn't at the top of the ballot, and Trump's charisma doesn't, you know, play necessarily attached to every other candidate, and we lost, I don't know, 50 guys retired that were veterans that would have won, and instead they retired, and so they're open seats. So, I mean, you know, there are a lot of problems. I get that. But I think that's why we're going to keep our lead by just one or two seats. I don't think we're going to have any great landslide in the House, but I think we are going to have pretty much a landslide in the Senate, because all the Senate seats up in play, Megan, are in great red states where Trump won by big numbers. So that's the difference between the Senate and the House. So we'll see.
We'll see. I'll be in D.C. on Tuesday for the midterms at the Trump Hotel. So we'll see how it plays out.
We'll see you there. ReaganBabe.com is your website, along with MediaEqualizer.com. Megan Barth, we love having her on. Thank you, Reagan Babe.
Anytime, Wayne. Thank you.
It was short and it was quick because we're running right to Newsmax TV. We're not even doing our usual break. We're going right to Newsmax TV, and all of my USA radio stations that are doing a news break, we'll pick you back up on the other side of 7:06 East Coast time, 7:06 p.m. East Coast. We'll pick you up on the other side of that. But I'm going straight now to Newsmax TV. A special two-hour edition of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV starts in a matter of seconds.
If there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.